I've got a short passage of scripture. I know you've met it, probably read it many times. It's found in three of the four gospels, and just got a simple thought I want to give to you tonight. And I'm gonna be in Mark chapter 1, verse 40, and read a couple of verses here. It's something that I think that I know myself I have overlooked many times, and it just seemed to speak to me, the words of these scriptures. And he says in verse number 40, "And there came a leper to him," speaking about Jesus, "beseeching him and kneeling down to him and saying unto him, If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Jesus moved with compassion and put forth his hand and touched him and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean." I begin to look, and I know that there's a lot of preaching on this particular passage. There's a lot of things that we can say. But I got intrigued with this leper that had come to Jesus. And from the research that I was able to do, this was one of the worst cases of leprosy known to man. It was, there was different degrees of leprosy. He had the worst of the worst. They believed that his skin looked like snow, just white flakes everywhere. I could preach about him coming humbly. It said he came and he knelt down. But what got my attention was, as he said, if thou wilt. Not it are you able to. Not are you capable of. But if thou wilt. I see faith in action here. Lord, I know you're capable of doing all things. Will you touch me? I begin to look at that word wilt, W-I-L-T, and it means to desire or to take pleasure in, not mere permission, but delight. In other words, Lord, would you take pleasure or delight in healing me? Thou canst make me clean. And I like what Jesus said, and he was moved with compassion and put forth his hand and touched him, and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean. If I could put that in my own words, he said, yes. It will give me delight to heal thee. I know the psalmist says in Psalms chapter 37 and verse 4, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. We a lot of times like to use that verse as a free pass to Christmas. Lord, I'm going to delight myself in you so that I'll get everything that I want. That's not what he's talking about. I delight myself in you, and you will give me the desires of my heart. In other words, if I delight myself, if it pleases me to please you, God, it will please God to please me. It's one thing to desire to do things that draw us closer to God and to do things for God, but another thing for God to desire to do things for us. And that's really what I wanted to draw your attention to tonight. He enjoys doing things for His people. He delights in answering prayers. The leper's question was more than just asking His ability. Lord, if Thou wilt. But He finished it by saying that Thou canst. Jesus touches a man that nobody else, Brother Virgil, would dare to touch. While others was running away, walking the other direction according to the Levitical law. And I understand that. I could get into that and preach all of the laws and the customs of that day and time. But instead of doing what others, Jesus walked toward him and touched him. We approach the throne of grace a lot of times like we're bothering Him. We should come boldly before the throne, brother. It is His delight or His pleasure to answer our prayer. We act like we're... And I'm not picking on the particular song and the songwriter. It's got a good message to it, but the song goes, "It's me again, Lord. Standing in the need of prayer." We come to Him like it's a last resort, that He's busy, that He's tied up, and maybe He's got a bad... He never has a bad day. He's never too busy. It is His pleasure to answer your need and your desire and your prayer. We want to act like, well, you know, I can take care of this one on my own. You know, I'm sure that leper that day probably could have went and seen some quack physician. And I say quack because there was no cure for it. I'm sure he could have tried some remedy. We know the woman with the issue of blood, she tried for 12 years. But she grew worse. Hey, let me tell you this. I guarantee you they was taking her money. But she finally said it, "But if I could just touch the hem of His garment, I know that I would be made whole." We will go through every remedy. Take Tylenol, take Motrin, take ever known cure to man. And then finally we will break down and come to Him and ask. It delights Him to touch us. I don't know this man. The Bible never gives his name. He was a leper. He was a nobody. But to Jesus, he was somebody. There's four things I want us to look at tonight. Number one, His delight in delivering the desperate. In verse 41, the Bible says, and Jesus moved with compassion. He felt all of the weight of this man's suffering. He didn't run away. He didn't ignore him. But he confronted him. And he said, I will. In other words, yes. You're not inconveniencing God by asking God to touch you, by asking God to meet your need. He does not delight in what you bring to Him. He delights in what He gets to do for you. He doesn't delight in all of your problems and all of your mess that you've made, all of your brokenness. He delights in fixing and using you for the kingdom of God. He also, He delights in the devotion of His people. Look in Psalms chapter 149 and verse number four. He says, for the Lord taketh pleasure. Does anybody want to take a gander at what pleasure means? Another word for that is delight. The Lord taketh delight in His people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Not just in their service or their sacrifice, but in His people. Now, I don't want you to get the wrong ideal. I'm not better than you. I'm not better than anyone else. I'm just a sinner that was saved by grace. But I will tell you this. I have been blood-bought. I am a child of the King. His royal blood now flows through my veins. He delights in the worship and the service of His children. These are mine. I don't know. Most of y'all have children, and most of us are older people here. There's something about your child that is special to you. You are special to Him. We are the children of God. I see here that he talks about beauty. He says that he will beautify the meek with salvation. The word there, meek, simply means the broken. Or the bent. I preached a little bit this morning on the broken pot of clay. He'll take something that is broken, something that is that the world would see no use in. God will take that and He will beautify that for His glory. Why? Because He delights. You know, we oftentimes, we talk about people coming up for prayer and we get a lot of prayer requests, a lot of people that come in and I've heard this time and time again, the doctors say there's nothing else they can do. You know, that's when He likes to work the best. When all hope is gone, I'm here to tell you there's still hope. Not only does He delight in the devotion of His disciples, But he delights in dispensing mercy to the defeated. The book of Micah, chapter number 7 and verse number 18. He said, "Who is God like unto thee?" This is a redundant question. I know that. "That pardoneth iniquity and passes by his the transgression of the remnant of his heritage. He refraineth not his anger forever, because he delighteth in mercy." There's not a God that's anywhere that's like this God. He does not forgive you because he has to. They ask. They met all the requirements. They met all the conditions. And God didn't just say, well, I guess that they checked all the boxes, so I guess I'll forgive them. That's not the way God works. Micah is talking about a remnant of people that have been through the fire. Mercy does not look for qualified people, but it looks for defeated people. God was not forced to forgive you of your sins. Mercy is something that God gives not in spite of who he is, but mercy is the purest expression of who God is. He's a merciful God. Matter of fact, it pleases God when you read your Bible. He knows every scripture that you read. He knows every devotion that you do, Sister Tanya. I'm here to tell you that doesn't go unnoticed. He'll take something that you do, and God will beautify it. The fact that you're here tonight, and I know I'm not picking on the church campers. They've gone. But there are people probably tonight that could have been here or could have been there, but they decided to go neither place. And I'll tell you what, God takes notice of that. It delights him to do for his people. God also delights in distributing the kingdom to those who are dependent on him. Brother Virgil, you got a little bit ahead of me a while ago. Go to Luke chapter 12 and verse 32. He said, "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." It doesn't say that it's his obligation. It doesn't say that if you only meet certain conditions. But he addresses a specific group of people. We know he's the shepherd, we are the sheep. But you got to catch this. He says, little flock. This is just a handful of ordinary people. People that, you know, that are not self-sufficient, we might say. But you take a little flock, a little sheep, a lamb, they're dependent upon the shepherd. They're dependent upon the mother sheep or the ewe, they're dependent upon on somebody to take care of them, somebody to watch out for them. He's talking about the little flock. It is the Father's good pleasure or delight to give you the kingdom. We sometimes get things a little backwards. We think that the more we work and the more we do and the more we try to better ourselves, the better off we are. I'll tell you what, it would do us all some good to learn to depend on Him for everything. Little flock. God delights in distributing the kingdom to those who are dependent upon Him. You're not bothering. You're not catching Him on a bad day. You're giving Him an opportunity to do what He delights in doing. It's one thing to delight in the Lord. It's another thing when He delights in me. If He wants to help you, and here's the whole message in the nutshell. If He wants to help you, why won't you let Him? Why won't you let Him? If He delights in helping us, I believe the book of James puts it like this. Ye ask not. Somebody finish that for me. You have not because ye ask not. That is human nature. It's not that He can't. It's not that He has limited ability. It's not that you're going to bother Him if you do. Just the opposite. He delights in helping His people. I know this may be a simple elementary message tonight, but I feel like it's something we need to be reminded of. There's so many times that we do without. I'm talking about sickness. I'm talking about financial needs. I'm talking about you name it. We have not because we ask not. It's His pleasure. You know, I thought about Chick-fil-A. They didn't coin that phrase originally. You ever been there? Instead of saying, you're welcome, they say, it's my pleasure. That's the way Jesus is. We come to Him and we ask. And we say, thank you. And He said, that was my pleasure. He delights in helping His children. Let's find us a place to pray. Maybe you have a need tonight. Maybe there's something you need from Him. I'm here to tell you, it's His delight to meet that need tonight. He has the ability. His blood has not lost its power. It still flows. There's no expiration date on it. It's still as powerful as it ever was.